Tuesday night, Rosh Chodesh year, Lamed Arvu Lamed Nisan. Okay, go back now to learning Halacha. The question is Shechiyanu during Yemei Sfira. So people are, the 3 weeks, you don't say Shechiyanu, but here, so the Mishnah Berurah's Lashon is, in this Damein Lo, to make a Shechiyanu during Sfira, you can. So the Mishnah Berurah says you can. The question is, what is the Mishnah Berurah? So you can. And that's really the consensus of the poskim. There is a minhag not to, but apparently it's not a halachic shita. It's a minhag that certain communities took on themselves. And it is a minhag hamakom in certain places. And there is such a minhag. But in halacha it's brought down that there's no problem with saying Shechiyanu during Yemei Sfira. Question is, what does the Mishnah Berurah mean when he says in this damein lo? Does he mean to say that it's taka better to refrain lechatchila, like you shouldn't buy a new suit during Yemei Sfira, but if it comes out that you have a shechiyanu in front of you, so you could say it? That's the question. So the Reb Chaim Kanievsky was asked, and he said he doesn't think the Mishnah Berurah, it's brought down in the Sefer, that he doesn't think the Mishnah Berurah means anything special by saying im this damein lo. In the source of the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't say those three words, im this damein lo. Mishnah Berurah has a source that he brings it down from. He doesn't say im this damein lo, and therefore Reb Chaim says he doesn't think that the Mishnah Berurah means to say that dafka if it came out like that, but you shouldn't l'chatchila do it. He means im this damein lo, if it comes up that you have a shechiyanu to make, you don't have to refrain. So there's, but as I said, there is a minhag of some places not to do it. The question is if you need that Torah in the Dorm, if you want to change your minhag, if that was your minhag, what was it based on? A kaponim, the normative halacha is that you are allowed to. Okay.